Okay, finishing up Simen Shin Sadi, we'll talk a little bit about the Isser of cutting nails for an Avel. Now, the Gemara has on Daf Yitzayin on the Beis, towards the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Kishem Sha'amru Asir Legaleach B'moi, Kachasir Litol Sipranayim B'moi, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matis. The first thing Gemara presents about Chlogas Tanaim is an Isser of cutting nails on Chol HaMoed, which Lashon HaKishem sounds like that's an extension of the Isser Giluach. U'Kishem She'amru Avel Asu L'Galeach Me'evlo Kach Asu Lito Sipranayim Me'evlo Div Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Matzah. Same thing, same machlokas when it comes to an Avel. Is there an Isser of Netila Sipranayim? It's an extension of the Isser of Giluach. Amru L'Alach Rabbi Yehuda Be'Avel V'Alach Rabbi Yossi B'Moed. Rabbi Yossi is Matir. And Shmuel Amar Alach Rabbi Yossi B'Moed U'Ba Avel. But then what emerges from the Hemshech is that there is a distinction between Kli and other means of cutting your nails, like biting them off. Gemara says that Gnustra is Aser. So even Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's Mutter, the Heter is only if it's not the Kli, but Bekleib, Misraim, would be Aser. And that's how we paskin Lahalacha, that there is an Isser of Netilas Sipranayim for an Avel Kol Shloshim. That's what the Mechaber writes in the end of Shin Sadi Se'if Zayin. Kishem Sha'asel Galea Kol Shloshim Yon, Kachasel Litol Sipranayim Bekleib, Aval Biyadav, Obishinav, Mutter, Afilu toch shiva. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. If you pass like Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi only aser is only matir b'yadayim b'shinayim, not b'kli. So b'kli is going to be aser, and that's alach in shloshim. That's the Gemara's lashon of kishem. That is an extension of the iser of tiglachas. Rav Eger points out over here, quoting from the halachas ketanos, b'netila sipranayim mashma delo tzarach ga'ara, that as opposed to Tisparis and Giluach, where there's a Dinah Ga'ara, where even after Shloshim Fa'ak V'Imo, you're not allowed to cut your hair or shave until you reach a point of Ga'ara, Lo Matzinu, such a restriction when it comes to Netila Sipranayim. And therefore, once Shloshim is over, even for Aviv V'Imo, you're Mutter B'Netila Sipranayim right away. Why is that? Why is it that even though the Gemara has this extension of Kishem, that Netila Sipranayim is an extension of the Isser of Giluach and Tisparis, why is there no requirement of Ga'ara? So the Badi Shulchan explains in Sefkata Mem Gimel, embellishing on the Alachas Ketanos, which is the source that Rav Kiveir quotes, that Ga'ara is not relevant in something that's not as apparent. The appearance of someone who is disheveled and not getting a haircut, or someone who is not shaving when they normally shave, that's something that's obvious to anyone who sees them. And that disheveled look is going to engender ga'ara. But the length of a person's fingernails is not something that most people notice in normal interactions. And therefore, it doesn't make as much sense to have a shear of ga'ara. So that's the case, then maybe it should be Aser Litol Sipranayim the entire year Beis Chodesh. So that Chazal didn't see to it to enforce, because that's kind of a Darish Ein Yachal Lamabo, that's unreasonable to have an expectation that people would not cut their nails for a year. Okay. The Ber HaGola has here, and the last Os in the Simon, Os Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes the second half of the Sif. Isha she'ira tefilasa achar shiva toch shloshim im titol siperna biyado v'shina eino netelas yafa. So let's say a woman has leil tefila during shloshim and she needs to cut her nails. So it's mutter to bite your nails, but biting nails is not going to cut it, pardon the pun, for tefilas mitzvah purposes. So therefore, Tomar le'ovedes kuchavim litlam la betarbim misprayim. You can have a nachris cut the nails for you with a kli. Says Rama v'lav dafka ovedes kuchavim elu hu'adin yisraelis. the sircha the lishna the chalamaynak, that the distinction between a Yisraelis and a Avedas Lechavim is relevant when it comes to an Isra Malacha. So it's relevant Lel Shabbos also about Chol Shabbos, as we discussed. But in Cholamoid, if you need to cut your nails for Tfilas Mitzvah, so then it makes sense to have a Nachri do it, because that is only a Mir L'Nachri, as opposed to Yisrael doing a Malacha. So that's a notch lower. But here, the Rama says, it's Lav Dafka, once someone else is doing it, doesn't make a difference, Yisraelis or Oved Eskochav. So the Baragola writes, Lenias Daiti, Afal Gav, the Pasuk HaMechaber L'El Sefei, Disha Mutaris Benetila Seyar, Yishlomer, Delovitir El Benetila Seyar, Shehinim Eses Babi Yosef. Even though it's Machlokas Rishonim, we saw the Mechaber Paskins in 2 days from the Rama, whether a woman is allowed to cut her hair during Shloshim. So why don't we say that just as a woman is allowed to cut her hair during Shloshim, according to half of the Rishonim, a woman is also allowed to cut her nails during Shloshim, especially Litzarech Tfilas Mitzvah. So the Bergola says, no, that heter is only by Netilas Sayar, where there's a certain level of Nias that we don't expect a woman to subject herself to, but that doesn't apply to Netilas Tzipranayim. And therefore, there's no absolute Tatter, you have to come on to being Bocher, Harab, and Miyuta, figuring out what are you allowed to do b'makom tefilas mitzvah. So the machlok of Shach Tazir, the Taz and Sifkatan Gimel, is bothered why the Ramaz just said that once you're allowed to have someone cut nails for you during Shloshim for tefilas mitzvah, you can even have the Israelis do it. So the Taz is bothered. Why are we concerned about Lifnei Iver? The Taz assumes that if you're doing it Ayidei Acher, that's considered a Shinut. So it's not that the other person is violating the Isser on your behalf, and it's kind of a Lifnei Iver. But rather, that's considered a Shinut, and that's not Bechlau, what is the Isser of Netilas Tzipranayim. But ultimately, the Taz thinks that in principle, a litzarech mitzvah, a woman would be allowed to cut her nails, even though we don't have the same heter that we have by tisbares, but the fact that there is a heter for tisbares should allow netilas tzipranayim as well, at least the litzarech mitzvah. And therefore, if necessary, the Taz thinks that the woman who has leil tefillah during shloshim could cut her nails herself. He does write that lo re'inu nashim nogos kei. He thinks in principle it should be mutter even to cut nails directly where there's a tzarach. And the Shach is machmir. The Shach in Sifkat and Dalid assumes against the Rama that there actually is an Isser to speak of, and even Ayde Yisrael would be problematic, and therefore it's Dafka Ayde Nachris that would be matir and not Ayde Yisrael. The Shulchan thinks that you can rely on the Taz where there's no easy alternative. If there's no one else to cut the nails, so then he thinks in principle you can rely on the Taz and allow the woman to cut her own nails for tefillas mitzvah. Okay, so let's move on now to Simon Shin Sadi Aleph and the halachas of Simcha. Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph. Avel aser b'simcha lefikach lo yikach tinok b'cheiko kol shiva shema yavel l'deis chok. That's a Gemara on Dav Kavav Amibes, that an avel is not allowed to take a tinok b'cheiko, can't pick up a tinok during shiva, because that's max of simcha. Rav Avadia writes on page Shin Tesvav, the Badi Shulchan Sukkot and Gimel, that if the kid is crying and needs someone to soothe him, so then you'll have to pick up the kid, pick up the baby. And that's what Rav Avadia points out. The Lashon of the Gemara that this is based on, Kavavim and Beis, Lashon of the Gemara is Nimsa Misgana Labrias, that if you're going to pick up a baby, that doesn't look right. Nimsa Misgana Labrias. That sounds like it's not an absolute isser. It's that it's not right for an Avel to pick up a baby because it looks like you're enjoying something that is not appropriate to enjoy. But if the kid's crying, expect him up to soothe him. That would be mutter. That's not a violation of the din of tinok b'cheka. The Rebbeinu Chananel there on Kafafim Beis the Rebbeinu Chananel has Tana b'Avil Rabasi. Avalo yaniach tinok b'cheiko mipnei harabim. You shouldn't pick up a baby mipnei harabim mipnei shemivil deischok the nimsa miskan olbiyah. So Rav Avadia says based on Rabbeinu Chananel, if you need to pick up a crying baby, then better to do it not in front of the menachem. Because that's the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel. The problem is mipnei harabim. If you're doing it in front of other people, so then it's miskan olbiyah. If you're doing it in a room where no one else is going to see. We don't have that same concern of misconduct abuse. If you need to pick up a crying baby, he says better to do it in a different room. Piskei Shuva here in Sifkat and Aleph. Excuse me. Quotes that an Avil should not recite the Psukei Simcha before Havdalah during Shiva. He shouldn't say, Hinei Kel Yeshua, see, etc. He should just start with the brachas. Then he quotes Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana rather, that an Avil shouldn't recite Kiddush Levana during Shiva, unless it's going to be too late in the month, or even if Shiva is going to end by the 11th day of the month, so then you don't want to run the risk of missing it, so then you would recite it even during Shiva. Okay, that's also another manifestation of simcha. There's a certain simcha associated with Kiddush Levana, so all things being equal, better to postpone that until after Shiva.
Abi?
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Nachman, would you be able to pick up a baby if it's not crying, if it's in private? Like, he's not worried about simcha in that sense?
Maybe. He has a lashon b'fnei rabim. Maybe, but la halacha that's not always presented. The Shulchan Aruch just writes that if the baby's crying and it's better to pick it up, still better to minimize the exposure, so to speak, and better to do it in private than in front of people. But if you need to do it in front of people, then principally says that should be mutter too. Okay, the Gemara on Kaf Beis Amud Beis has the following. That 12 lines down, Akola Mason Kula Nichna Sabesa Simcha La'achar La'amidom. For all other Mason, for Sharkrovim, and Av is allowed to enter a Besa Simcha after Shloshim, Al Avivimo La'achar Yubes Chodesh. For Avivimo, that is only after Yubes Chodesh. I mean, you can't enter a Besa Simcha during Shloshim for Sharkrovim and during Yubes Chodesh for Avivimo. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Ula Simchas Mireyas. Rabba Bar Chana says that is referring to Simchas Mireyas. The Gemara says Beis HaSimcha, Rashi says Beis HaMishta. We'll get to that in a moment. There are different Lashonos. So this is Simchas Mireyas is modifying that this. That Beis HaSimchas Aser during Shloshim and Yubes Kodesh for Sharkrovim and Avivimo respectively. And that Isser of Beis HaSimcha is an Isser of Simchas Mireyas. We're asked, Mesive L'Simcha Ula Mireyas Lamed Yom. So it sounds like Simcha and Mireyas are two different things, and that's during Shloshim. Kasha. Then the Gemara has a second Lashon. A memer masnihachi, Amar Rabbi Ruchana, No, you're allowed to go into a Simchas Mereyas right away. You know, there's no restriction of Simchas Mereyas. I vatanya l'simcha shloshim l'mereyas shloshim. L'akasha haba arisusa haba perinusa. The restriction is for arisusa. The restriction is where you're beginning you're initiating a seuda, a gathering of mereyas, as opposed to perinusa, where you're paying back, you're reciprocating an already extended invitation, and there there's a kind of chov involved that doesn't involve simcha, as Rashi explains here. Now take a step back for a second. In the second lashon of the Gemara, Rav Chana says, "L'simchas mereyas mutuli kanas alter." Says Rashi, "L'simchas mereyas seuda she'osin reyim ve'ahuvim zem zem." So we're talking about a social gathering. But it isn't such a simcha. It's a meal that friends have together. Aval suda de simcha kagon de nesu in lo. So Rav Chana says in the second lashon that you're allowed to go to a simchas mereyas. And Rashi says only a simchas mereyas, but not a real simcha like nesuin. And that's how Tosis here understands as well. Rov Yishonim, the Ritva, the Ramban, understand, no, that when the Gemara says that we're talking about a Simchas Mereyas, that's talking about a Tsu'udas Nisuin, that the The Ritva says, "Ilasimchas mereyas, perish hal lasimchas beis hamishta, mutar likanes bala alter misha mitzvah." So the Ritva understood that simchas mereyas, asuda she'osin reyim ve'ahuvim, as Rashi says, there are restrictions. That's what the Gemara modifies. That's going to be usher if it's le arisusa, but not bipurnusa. But a simcha beis hamishta, that's going to be mutter because that's considered a sorech mitzvah. Okay, so according to Rashi, simchas mereyas is more chamor. Sorry, simchas mereyas is more according to Rashi. Simchas Mereyas is going to be mutter, subject to the qualification of Arisusa Pernusa, but Simchas Nisuin is going to be Aser. And according to the Ritva and the Ramban, Simchas Nisuin is more Aser. That Simchas Mereyas under certain circumstances will be mutter, certain circumstances Aser, but Simchas Nisuin is always going to be mutter because that's considered to be a Sarach Mitzvah, according to the second Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, now presumably the reference to Beis Mishta, which is the initial statement of the Gemara, I call it Mesim Kula Nichnas the Beis HaSimcha or Beis HaMishta L'Archer Shloshim Yom. So a simple understanding is that that at least would include a Suda's Nisuin. We have to figure out what the gather that is and what else would be included. Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sukkot and Aleph that our Lashon here is base, as we have base HaSimcha, and again Rashi says base HaMishta, which is what you have in the Misachas Machos. And the Yerushalmi also has a Lashon of Seudah. So Aruch HaShulchan says it could be these Lashonos or some of Ladavka. And some of them may be used interchangeably. Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishta may be synonymous, or there may not be a distinction of note between those terms. And then we'll see that there may be other grades of a Seudas Mitzvah that are more kal than a Seudas Chasana, which emerges from the various details in the Ramah. To take a look at Tosas here, Kabbezam and Beis, Dira Maskel Ul Simchas Mireus, Kabbezam and Beis, Dira Maskel Besimchas Mireus, Ul Simchas Mireus. Tosas writes at the end, and Tosas assumes like Rashi that Sudas Nisuin is more chamor than Simchas Mireus. And even if there's a heter for Simchas Mireus, if it's Bipur Nusa, but there's no heter for Simchas Nisuin, that's going to be more chamer. Tosas writes at the end, Ve'ein l'chalek bein Seudas ha-mishamshin l'suda atzma, l'pazak de'kenisa below achila shari, de'ein simcha below achila v'shesia. So don't say that it's mutter to attend a Seudas Nisuin if you don't eat. The Tosafot quotes such an opinion, and Tosafot assumes that that's not the case, that the Isser b'mishtatif in a Seudas Nisuin is even if you don't eat. Tosafot assumes Tosafot quotes from the Rab B'Shem the Rash that it is mutter to enter a Seudas Nisuin if you don't eat. Right? Pasak the Knesa below Achila Shari, then Simcha below Achila. So that's what Tosafot quotes going back B'Shem the Rash, that it would be mutter to attend, to enter a Seudas Nisuin, to be Mishatim and a Seudas Nisuin without eating, because Ein Simcha below Achilu Shasiya, simply making your face shown without eating, is now considered being Mishatim in a Seudas Nisuin, in a Seuda of Simcha. The Ramban in the Torah Adam quotes 2 days about this, and he writes that there are Mixas Chachamim who were Makel to walk in Bishas Simcha, Bishas Seuda without eating. That's what the Rush quotes in Simon Ben Beis from the Ria Bartzaloni, that Yesh Nogim during your Beis Kodesh to walk into a Beis HaChuppah to hear the Birchas Nisuin or to visit, to show your face, as long as you don't eat. The Ramban himself is Machmir. The Ramban thinks that you're not allowed to enter a Seudas Nisuin even if you're not going to eat. And the Ritva says as well that you can't walk into a Seudas Nisuin even just to hear the brachos. The Ritva here, I'll call him Dibur Maskel, I'll call him Mason. The Ritva writes, "De'ein mitzvah zu mutalas alav she'ein avelus im simcha klal." There's no kiyum mitzvah. There's no kiyum mitzvah involved in attending a Seudas Nisuin because it's not your mitzvah, and avelus is incompatible with simcha. And therefore, it's usher to walk in, even if you're not going to participate ba'achila. And that's what the Rush writes, that the minhag in Ashkenaz was, that people available would stand outside of the Beis HaChuppah to hear the brachos, but wouldn't walk inside at all. So walking inside, even to hear the brachos, according to that minhag, was problematic. And that's two days here in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel. Mechaber says, Likanes l'chupa shelo b'shas achila l'shmar brachos yesh matirim v'yesh osrim ela omid chutz l'bayis l'shmar brachos. So the osrim say that you can stand outside and listen to the brachos, and that would be acceptable. And the Ramah writes, Avalo yikanes l'bayis klal b'shas she'ondim sham b'mazmut echas mekal. We'll get back to what that means. V'chein ogim ashkenaz b'medinos elu. Not to attend even a chuppah, even in shul. That's what the Rush recorded as a minhag in his time and place. However, the Ramah does write in Sif Beis, "Ubechaburas mitzvah kegon shemasi yasam yisom l'shem shemayim." When it comes to a chaburas mitzvah as marrying off a yasam yisom l'shem shemayim, v'im lo yochol sham yispatel la'maisa. If you're not going to eat there, then yispatel la'maisa won't happen. Mutter la'acher shloshim. Aval tov shloshim aser l'chol sudas mitzvah she'be'olam. But what is this Ramah based on? This is based on a Ravid quoted in the Rush, quoted in the Ramban. The Rush writes, Hiksha Ravid zal, d'hacha mashma d'besudas mitzvah ika isureya tfei mi besudas harishus. The Ravid is bothered that the impression you get from the Gemara and Daf Kaf Beis is that a Seudas Mitzvah is more problematic than a Seudas Rishus. Uba'aval Rabasi Tanya, Akola Mesim Asir Leilich Lebesam Nishtash Loshim Yom, La'aviv El'imu Ashigar B'chaberav, Elam Kein Haisul Hashem Shamay. However, the Mesechus Macha says that you're not allowed to go to Beis HaMishta unless it's L'Shem Shamayim. Alma, the Seudas Mitzvah Yesh Ba'hetu Yosem Seudas Rishus. That sounds like Shem Shamayim Yis Seudas Mitzvah. It sounds like there's more grounds for attending a Seudas Mitzvah than a Seudas Rishus. The Tiretz, the Ravid answered, Hai L'Shem Shamayim D'Shari, Hai N'Shem Meisi Yasam Yisoma O Ani Vani L'Shem Shamayim. The case where the Maseches Machos indicates that there's a heter to attend, that's if you're marrying off a Yasam Yisoma or Ani Vani L'Shem Shamayim, V'im Lo Yikanev Sham Yisbata L'Maisa. And if you don't enter, if you don't participate, Yisbata L'Maisa, sounds like the wedding won't take place. Because you were the force behind it. You initiated, you put everything into place. And if you don't show up, then the wedding's not going to happen. Aval the Nisui Asher Shemino Lesuda Kadil Laskabi Bo Asuli Kanishan. But if it's not a Yasami Sam, it's not an Ani Aniya, it's not a social contact, the person who didn't need your financial assistance in putting together the wedding, the advice is a friend. So then there's no heter to attend. Okay, so after the Rush quotes in the Ravid, that the Maseches Machos that indicates there's a heter of the Shem Shemayim, that's a very specific case. And the Lashon of the Ravid is quoted in the Rush, is Imlo Yikanes Sham Yisbatel Amaisa. If you're not going to enter, then it's not going to take place. Rabbi Karp points out that the difficulty that the Ravid is addressing, what he presented as a difference in mashmos between the relative isser of Seudas Rishus versus Seudas Mitzvah between the Bavli and the Maseches Machos, that's also relevant to understanding a difficult psak of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Vav Avelis, beginning in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam makes no mention of any restriction of a Seudas Nisuin. The Rambam only talks about a Seudas Mireus. So let's see if we'll bring that up on the screen. Uh, So the Rambam writes, Simchas Mireyas, this is a perek of Avalachavav. Simchas Mireyas Shayachayev Lefroa El Samiyad, Simchas Mireyas that you need to pay back an invitation. Mutu Laso Samiyad Lacha Shiva, you're allowed to do that right away as soon as Shiva is over. Avalam Eno Chayev Lepora Aser Li Vanisla Ad Shalashim Yom. But if it's not that pernusa, if it's not that the kind of a social reality where you have to extend an invitation reciprocally, so then there's no heter to do so until after Shlosh. But Medvar Mamur Malach Hazayin Bishar Kol Amesim, that's true for Shark Rov. Aval Avival Imo Benkach Benkach Lo Yikanes Simchas Mereyus Ash Nemasar Chodesh. However, when it comes to Aviv Imo, you're not allowed to enter Simchas Mereyus until after Yubes Chodesh. Says arrived Simchas Mitzvah Ad Shloshim Yom Kishar Mesim. Simchas Mitzvah, the restriction is Ad Shloshim. But the Rambam makes no mention of a Simchas Mitzvah, no mention of a Seudas Suin, no mention of a Seudas Mitzvah. The Rambam only has a din of Seudas Mereyus, which sounds like the first Lashon LeGemara that we saw. We're in the first Lashon. The Gemara modifies the din of I'll call it Mesim Kula Nifnas of Esa Simcha Lachar Shloshim Yom as being talking about a Seudas Mereyus. And then we ask a kasha on that, and the Gemara leaves that with a kasha. So it sounds like the first Lashon is rejected. And we end up with the second Lashon of Gemara, according to which, at least according to the way Rashi and Tosis learn, there is an Isser of a Seudas Nisuin. But there's no mention of a Seudas Nisuin in the Rambam. The Radvaz raises this question. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't address this. The Radvaz does. They're on the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha, Halacha Zayin. So Rabbi Karp says, it sounds like from the Rambam, that the Rambam also understood, the Rambam also was bothered by what seems to be a difference between the Bavli and the Rishami. The Rishami says that if it's L'Shem Shamayim, then it's mutter. And maybe the Rambam understood that L'Shem Shamayim was more expansive. That L'Shem Shamayim includes any Seudas Mitzvah, and any Seudas Mitzvah would be mutter for an Avel. And that would explain why in the Rambam there's no restriction of Seudas Mitzvah outside of Seudas Mereyus. But whether or not that's pshat in the Rambam, the Ravid was bothered by the difference in Mashmos between the Bavli and the Rishami. The Ravid understands the Rishami in a more limited fashion. L'shem Shemayim is if you're Masi Yasim Yisoma, and if you don't participate, Yisbatel Hamaisa. And that's the situation in which you'd be mutter for an Avel to participate. Now, the Lashon of the Ravid and the Rush is that Iblo Yikanes Sham Yisbatel Hamaisa. If he doesn't enter, if he doesn't walk in, Yisbatel Hamaisa. The Lashon of the Ramah is also in the Torah that we quoted. Is that im lo yochel sham nisbat l'maisa? That's not the way we have the Ravid quoted in the Rush. The Rama has a different lashon of im lo yochel sham. Not if you don't walk in, but if you don't eat there. If you don't eat there, yisbat l'maisa. So Shuas Maharnach Eli Beis Simon Nun suggests that according to the Ravid, he thinks according to the Ravid to be mutter even to eat. In the Lashon Lefanenu of Lo Yikanes Sham, there's no indication that it'd be mutter to eat. The way the Ramah presents it, it sounds like it'd be mutter to eat. But the Marnach thinks that that's true within the Ravid, it'd be mutter to eat. And he thinks that even the Ramban that argues on the Ravid and doesn't have that, argues on the Ravid and doesn't have that broader heter of Masi Yasim Yisama, but maybe even the Ramban would acknowledge that you are allowed to walk in that situation if you're not going to eat. So that's not clear in the Ramban, because the Ramban assumes in general that you're not allowed to walk into a close today. So the Ramban assumes that you have to be machmir, that you can't walk into a seudas nesuin or the like, even if you're not going to eat. And the Ramban quotes the Ravid, but Masi Yosef, someone argues on the Ravid there. So the Ranach suggests, not necessarily Bachreich and the Ramban, but maybe the Ramban would agree that there is a scenario of Masi Yosef Yisom where you would be allowed to walk in, just not to eat. Now, what is the geder of Yisbat Alamais? Again, literally, the Ravid sounds like the wedding will be called off. That you had such an involvement in this chasana that if you're not there, it's going to be called off. And that much the Rama quotes the same way. Imlo yilchol sham yisbatel hamaisa. So says the Aruch HaShulchan in Os Hey. Says here, Aruch HaShulchan, V'nir Ali, D'lav Dafki Yisbatel HaShidduch L'gamri, Ela Shalev HaChasan V'Kala, you commit starim. Doesn't mean it's going to be called off. It means that it'll cause some degree of pain, anger, tsar to the Chasan Kala. Mitzvah She'eshchiv Alav Kamo should be Pesach of the Kachik. So those are the examples. The Yerushalmi there has examples of chaburis mitzvah, of a chabur for achilas pesach, a chabur for or eating kachim, or sudas kiddush hakodesh. So those are the Yerushalmi's other examples of a chaburis mitzvah that would be mutter. So that, as the Aruch HaShulchan points out, isn't really lemaisa these days. But he thinks that the lashon of the Ravid, that if you don't participate, it's all going to be Yisbatel HaMaisa. That's lav dafka. It doesn't mean Yisbatel HaMaisa literally. It means that's going to create a certain degree of anguish for the Chasan and Kala. The Badi Shulchan as well, Stifkatan Tesvav, Dir Beisof, and Stifkatan Kaf, they quote from the Tshuva Zara Emes, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, that's the Kavanah Saravid. That if they're not going to walk in, if this person's not going to come to the chasana, then there'll be a bittul of mitzvah simchas chasan v'kala. And the Barnach that we just quoted assumes, I know, the meduber and the ravid is literally that if you don't come, then it's going to be literally Nisbata Lagamri, the chasin is going to be off. Rabbi Willie pointed out, this is printed in his Avelus piece at the end of the Moed volume, in Simon Vav Ost Aleph, that if the Giris is like the Giris in the Rush of Imlo Yikanes, if you don't walk in Yisbatel HaMaisa, so then it's reasonable that it means if you don't come, then it's going to totally be cut off, called off. But if you have the Ramaz Girsa and Lo Yochel Sham, so usually the Achil is after the Chup already takes place, Shmorgasbord notwithstanding. So then it's more reasonable that in Lo Yochel Sham, so the Chup already took place, so maybe there it's more likely that we're talking about a bittul, a simchas chasam kala, rather than a concern that everything is going to be called off because the chasan, because of you're not showing up. Okay. In the Divrei Sofrim, in the footnotes of Katan Lamed Zayim, he points out a lashon of the Maril and Tshuva. Tshuva's Maril Simon Kuf Tes Zayim. So there the Maharil writes, Maskanos arrived, Dikisha Simcha Tluya Bo, Kigod Masi Yasam Yisoma, Dishari Lachol Afilu Besudas Nisuin. So then you're allowed to eat, even in the Sudas Nisuin, Dikashiv Simcha Shalo Usuudas Mitzvah. That's considered to be your own Simcha. So we'll talk about this probably next time, Sudas Brismila. That's Lashon LaRamah. Then we'll see that a Sudas Brismila for the Baal Bris, he's allowed to be Mishtatif in, because that's his mitzvah. So the Lashon of the Maril, sounds like Masi Yasa and Yisam of the Raivit is the same thing. It's not just that you're a guest, but the fact that you're the one who orchestrated the Shidduch and your participation is necessary to get it off the ground, so that makes it your Simcha, like a Baal Bris. And then it's mutter to be Mishtatif, and that's Sudas Mitzvah, because you are the Baal Simcha, and Baal Simcha is allowed to be Mishtatif in the Sudas Mitzvah, even if he is an Avel. Gilyon Marsha writes here on the bottom. Uvda Balafana. Shahaisa Imo Shalachasan Avela. So the story happened, Maisa Shahaya, that the Chasa's mother is an Avela. The Ben La Raza Lisa Imlotia Aim Shoshvinas. Viala Nasuin. Mimnation Azan Tam Shinasan Ladvarov. So the son refused to get married, refused to walk down the aisle if his mother wouldn't walk him down the aisle. Vitarti Mimne Shalokiyama Mrs. Peruvu. And I was matir, the mother, to walk the chasen down the aisle because he hadn't yet been Mekai Mrs. Peruvu. Ayin Knesset Gedola Latur, Shteheka Shemutu Lo Lichnos, Mishum Hefsed Yachala Av Lichnos, Lechupas Bito. That in a situation in which the chassan would be allowed to get married because of a hefset, because he stands to lose a lot of money that was invested if you push off the wedding, so the father can also come to his daughter's chassana, even if he's an avelis, as long as he doesn't eat there. So the maisa shayu of the marasha of the Shlomo Eger was that a chassan who refused to get married without his mother's participation, he was matir, at least in that situation where he hadn't yet been mekayem peruvu, he was matir having the mother come to the chuppah. And that's talking about the Knesset Gedola. Seems to be talking about Toch Shlosh. Moshe and a couple of famous Jewish, Chelik Beis, Yeredeya, Simon Kuf Samach Tes, and Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph, Kuf Samach Tes, and Kuf Ayin Aleph. So Moshe was matir for a mother or father to attend the chuppah of their children, even Toch Shiva, because their absence would be a certain amount of tsar gadol. And that, he says, is more than hefsed mamon. And we're matir davar avod even during Shiva. So for matir davar avod, this is considered a davar avod also. That this is an emotional hefsed, which is the equivalent or an extension of a financial hefsed, and therefore would be mutter even during Shiva, as long as they don't eat there. By the Shulchan is bothered, where do you have that precedent? How is that so pashut that you could have an emotional davar avod? We don't find a necessary precedent for that, that a tsar creates a davar avod situation. Rabbi Willie pointed out that if you go with Rav Moshe's kula to attend the chuppah, or attend the chasana toch shiva for a child, so it's not so clear, did that mean that you could wear regular begadim, or no? That there's no heter to now wear big deyavim, and you have to still wear a begad karua. You still have to wear, you can't wear regular shoes. So Nita Gavriel is makel on that, because it's like a yantiv delay, and that's a kind of a hefsted, a veilus before hesya. But I saw in the Tziyone Halacha, they quote from Rav Yashiv in Perek Cafe that no, if an ava goes to the chuppah, which Rav Yashiv was willing to be made on, we'll get to. You have to wear. We're not matter any Surya Velas. We don't wave any of the other new Velas. An ava would have to go in his ripped clothing and go without shoes. Rav Yashiv is quoted as pointing out that you could wear a baged that isn't mechuyev in kriya above your ripped clothing. So you could wear a coatie, wear a sweater that's not mechuyev in kriya, so you could wear that on top. But it wouldn't be a heter to not wear the bega karua that an avel needs to wear. The Rebbe will have pointed out that you could probably better to find, fancier non-leather shoes that don't look like slippers in that situation. So Rabbi Willa goes somewhere that are not so clear from Rav Moshe. Is there a heter to dance? Not so clear. That if we do argue that if not dancing is going to also increase tzar for the chasam kala, you like to dance, maybe you could dance a little bit to minimize. Also not so clear. The Divrei Sofrim, the Be'urim, on page Tuf Reish Kav Tes at the end. So he asks on Ramosha that Ramosha's precedent, Ramosha's sources for allowing a Avil Tokshivit to go to Chasen of a child. So those are all Shloshim sources and not Shiva sources. The situations of Blood of Yisbatel and Maisa, the situation of the Knesset Gedola, that was talking about Toch Shloshim. I did see in the Tziyune Halacha, he quotes that there's a mashmos in the Mabit that there is a heter even toch Shiva. So he quotes that Rav Yashiv was makel to allow parents to come to chasana of children during Shiva, only to the chuppah, not anything beyond that. But the Tziyune Halacha there is mitzayin a tshuva of the Mabit. The Mabit is Chelik Beis Simin Sadi Tes, Chelik Beis Simin Sadi Tes. The Mabit writes, She'ela. Ruvain Shidech Bito Lashema. The Kavs is Man and Nusu in the Rosh Chodesh Nisa. So they set a date for the Chasin of Rosh Chodesh Nisa. The Rosh Chodesh Adar Niftara Achos HaMishu Deches. So the Kala's sister passed away a month before the Chasana. V'ratza ha-mishadech likanes l'chupa toch shloshim yom. And the Meshadech wants the wedding to go on as planned. Toch Shloshim. For Uvein and Metapil bin Suebito, Shehi Nara, Vielo Simcha, Bemasha Masiosa, Emuchalasiyam Lav. So can the Chuppah take place during Shloshim? Tshuva. Nira shalom nistapka ela ala av v'im lo hay ala av shaysa yichol li nase v'ein okay ki mashri isa b'yardesh in sadi beis maisa shehitra ben atam kishameis aviyah mishudachas shatichanes l'chupa toch lamid yo mishum teri rivya. So So there are cases in Siman Shin Sadi Beis, the Meiser Beit Tam, that where all the money was laid out, everything was planned, and there'd be a Hefsa Meruba not to continue with the wedding, then you could, if the chasen is in a veil of Tosh Tosh. But here they made no achanas. If they did prepare anything, you shouldn't have. They had a month's notice anyway. So the Mabit says like this. In this situation, there was no hatter to proceed with a chasana tosh loshim because there's no hesin meruba, and the preparations were made ahead of time. If they did make preparations ahead of time, they shouldn't have, because they knew Meirosh that this chasana was scheduled tosh loshim. And the Maizer Rabbeinu Tam was where the Ptira happened after they made all the achanas, and then there's a Hesin Meruba. But he says, if it was the case that they had prepared everything first, the Im Hayadumi, the Maizer Rabbeinu Tam, or Rosh, Shigi Azman and Nesuin, Kishimesa Achavachos, Vaya Hefse Bedavar, Hayamutra Filu Haisa Na'ara, Vaya Tzaracha Vieli Tapel, That seems to be a reference where if the father needs to be metapel and the father's an avelus, in that situation he would be able to enter. Sounds like even Toch Shiva. And that's analogous to the case of Im Lo Yikanes Yisbatel Hamaisa. The Sinai Halacha thinks that there's mashmos from this ma'bit that there's a heter under certain circumstances for Ave'im to attend the chuppah even during Shloshim. But many other contemporary poskim dispute Rav Moshe's kula. Rav Avadya is mefakpik about it, Pei Shin Lamaches, he passes against Rav Moshe. Of course, the Tzitz Eliezer is also b'meiko. He passes against the Tzitz Eliezer. He writes, Alpha Pisha Tzitzeliezer Ahuvenu, even though Tzitzeliezer is a good friend, I like him a lot, Emes Ahuva Yoser, I like Emes even more, and therefore he's not willing to be maker like the Tzitzeliezer, which was the Kula of Ramosha, and Rav Avadya is Machmir. Badi Yashulchan also, page Reish, page Zayin, he's only prepared to be maker La'achar Shloshim. He's not even prepared to be makel to allow Av'im to attend Tosh Loshim, unless there are any circumstances where it's going to break the family apart. But again, Rav Yashiv is quoted as being makel at least to allow a father of a chasen kala, a mother of chasen kala, to attend the chuppah even during Shiva, like Rav Moshe. Moshe goes further. Moshe even allows being present for the Suda, as long as you don't eat in the normal fashion, as we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn, in his new English Sefer, quotes from Reuven Feinstein that his father's heter wasn't only for parents, but also for grandparents, that a grandparent could also attend the chasana of a grandchild during Shiva. The way he quotes is a little bit funny. He says it also applies to the grandparents because they spend a lot of money on the chasana. I'm not sure exactly how dafka that is, but that's what he quotes from Reuven, that Rav Moshe's hatter should extend to grandparents also. Rav Moshe does write there in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph that to participate, so if the Avil is coming, the father, the mother of the Chassid is coming to Shiva, they shouldn't eat. But he says it's not that there's a chiyuv tanis. The point of not eating is not eating in a makom kavua, not to sit down with the people sitting down and eating the Torah Sasuda. But he says to grab a bite somewhere discreetly without a kvias, that would be okay. He says, if you're going to eat Eza mid b'makom zeh v'Eza mid b'makom acher, you need a bite here, a bite there. She nikir shu rak achila ba'alma, there's no kvias, that he thinks will be mutter. He says the reason for the isra achila is because that's a form of simcha. But it's the kvias that creates the simcha. It's not just the fact that you're eating something in the general vicinity, of a suddas nesuit. But once you're allowed to be there, there's no chiyuv tanis. You can have a bite, but it shouldn't be done kederach hakruim. It should be done in a more haphazard fashion. Hagos Ashri Simin. Rabbi Willig's brother, Rabbi David Willig, made a chasana when they were sitting shiva for their father and attended the chasana based on Rav Moshe Tzak. The Hagos Ashri Simin Membeis quotes from a Marich, which is quoted here briefly in the Rebbe Kivager, that if an avel is needed to be mashlem a minyan for Shavu Brachos, kimedumali, he writes, kimedumali, that it's mutter to eat together with the chasm. That if you need a minyan for Shavu Brachos, and the only person that you can use is the avel, it'd be mutter to eat out of the Shavu Brachos. In the back of the Sefer Pnei Baruch, he has tshuvas of Shlomo Zalman. So, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, the same would be true if you need an avil to be panim chadashas. And Rav Avadia writes it also. It's a little bit of a chiddush, perhaps, on both of those counts, because the first is from Rishonim, that would be mutter. If it's so, in the case of the Marich that the Gos Ashri quotes, the case of the Marich, it sounds like he's talking about at the Sudas Nesuit, meaning at the Suda, at the Chasana, you need him to be mashed in the minyan. But the extension of Shlomo Zalman to use for Panim Chadasha, so to Zechiv to have a suit is the suin at the chasana. But once you pass the chasana, if you have Panim Chadasha, you say Shavu Brachos. If you don't have Panim Chadasha, you don't say Shavu Brachos. If you don't gather together the cover of the chasana kala the whole week, you don't say Shavu Brachos. No Chiv to say Shavu Brachos at any particular meal. There's no Chiv to have Panim Chadasha. So that's more of a Chiddush to say that if you want an avil to be panim chadashas, you can have him participate because he's being helpful to you to be panim chadashas. It's no chiyah per se to have a shabbat brachah with panim chadashas. And anyway, the Baal Shulchan points out that that's a machlokas saposkim, whether you need to eat in order to be considered panim chadashas. Could be the presence of panim chadashas without eating may also be sufficient. That's a machlokas. So he leaves out the tzarchi and ledina whether to rely on this plaque of Shlomo Zalman. The Vadi Shulchan presents another possibility in understanding the Sagos Ashri that could be the Isra Simcha is only when you have kavana to participate b'tara Simcha. But if your kavana there is to be mashlam minyan, so you don't have kavana to be part of the Suda. They need you for minyan. So you're sitting down to be part of a minyan. And, excuse me, you need to eat if you assume you need to eat in order to be part of the minyan. So then you have to eat. But that's not b'toras, b'toras Suda Simcha. Okay. The Ramah, back in Sif Gimel, the Ramah had said that even if you're machmir not to enter a chuppah toch yubeis chodesh, but mikol makom nira the aval yachal of varech miyachas erusim in esu and takas a chuppah shabeis kenesses. But the Avil could recite Berachas Erusin v'Nesuin under the Chuppah in Shul. As long as it's after Shlosh. So even if you're Machmir not to enter a Chuppah during your Beis Chodesh, but it's Mutter to attend a Chuppah to recite Berachas Erusin v'Nesuin, to be the Masada Kedushin or to recite Shavuot Brachos. And that's what the Chuvas Marim Min, Simon Pei Vav, says, that you're allowed to recite Birchas Eris and even Tok Shloshim. The Rama says, if you're Machmir not to send to attend the Chuppah, Yubeis Chodesh, you could recite Birchas Eris and assume Tok Yubeis Chodesh. Tok Shloshim, he doesn't say. Marim Min says, even Tov Shloshim, you can recite the Berachas Erusin as a form of Gemilas Chesed for the Chasan, the Kala. He says, Nirali demutter l'rav l'chavir ir lasas Berachas Erusin, afila Berachas Esuin, afila Tov Shloshim. Because after all, even Sudas Mitzvah, the Mesachas Macha sounds like it's mutter. So he says, even Tok Shloshim, if it's going to make the Chasan Kala happy, and Avil can recite Birchas Erusin or Birchas Nesuit. The Rei Sofrim points out, the Rei Sofrim Sifkat to Samachay, that the Maramins, technically speaking, is talking about the local rabbi. So there's a certain amount of Chesed to attend the chuppah, and there's a certain recognition or a certain enhancement of the Chasan Kala experience if you have the rabbi attend and then recite the Berachas Erusin and the Berachas Nesuin. But the Rei Sofrim doesn't think that that necessarily applies to other people. Let's say you want to have someone else present at the chuppah, that person's an avelus. He's not going to come under normal circumstances. So you've been mechabrim throughout the Shavuot Brachos. The Divrei Sofrim isn't sure if that works. I think Rabbi Willig is inclined to be mekel on that. When I was an avelus, my sister-in-law got married Tok Shloshim, and Rabbi Willig told me that if they give you a bracha under the chuppah, that you could attend the chuppah. So even though I wasn't the Rafa'ir, we thought that was sufficient to justify attending a chuppah to recite Berachas Nesuin, or one of the Berachas Nesuin. So that's based on the psak of the Maramins, even Tok Shloshim for the V'ima. Now, in a situation where an Avil does attend the chuppah to recite Berachas Erusin, to recite Berachas Nesuin, or if we're mekel to allow an Avil to attend the Chuppah Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. So what about the music? So the Rama had the Lashon of Lo Yikanes Lebeis Klal B'Shasha Omdim Sham Mizmutei Chasim V'Kala. So you can't enter when there's mizmute chasim v'kala. What are mizmute chasim v'kala? Badi Shulchan writes, Sukkotam Memhei, quoting Rashi Chagig V'dalet Amid Beis, mizmute chasim v'kala are mine schok shemesachin lefneir. that some kind of badchanus that you do in presence of the chasim rikal. The Baal HaShulchan says, if that's talking about badchanus, then kosher kain, that should apply to music and to dancing. Or he says maybe mizmute chasim rikal is a reference to singing. Both the Divrei Sofrim and Rabbi Willie point out that the slow songs that are more typical when a chasam kala walked down the aisle, so that would not be a problem for an aval to hear. And then the aval should walk out before the fast music at the end of the chuppah. The Rabbi Willie said, maybe there's one to be made if you don't walk out right away because it's not a makom yuchad for dancing. It's the chuppah was just a different place than the rest of the wedding, but better to walk out before, and then come back, say mazel tov, and then leave. As Divrei Sofrim writes, he thinks it's pashut that recorded music is also aser for avel. That's included in simcha. Rabbi Will is making recorded music. By the Shulchan crossing the Gesher Chaim, that the minhag nowadays is to allow an avel, even not reciting Birkas Nisuin, to attend the chuppah during Yud Beis Chodesh. Just the chuppah, no music, no eating, nothing else. And again, different practices as to whether that should be done. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And tomorrow, Rosh Hashem, we'll talk about attending Shabbos, Shavar Brachos during Avelis and other forms of Seudas Mitzvah, as in Bris, Bar Mitzvah, Siyum, for an Avel. And then we'll move on. For the next... the next couple, the few simanim, so Shim Sadi Beis is a chassan getting married, not going to talk too much about that. An avil getting married himself, sorry. Shim Sadi Gimli Yitzhiyam and Abayis, so we'll have to talk about that. And then Shim Sadi Dalit through the end of this, through the end, we'll do very quickly. So just move through that quickly. We'll talk about some highlights. And then we'll go back to Kriya and some other assorted topics that are scattered through the simanim. So I guess we have Thursday, and then Mitzvah Hashem, three more shiurim next week, and then maybe two, or if you fit in three the week after, and that'll be it. Okay, so we'll be back in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow in person at 3:00.